This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountains. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. And as I said yesterday, when you hear my guest Pat Holliday from Jacksonville, Florida, you will find out what's on the other side of a backslidden state, and that you will get out of that state so fast. On yesterday's broadcast, we found out that Pat got involved with what was called a cult. Back then, it's called New Age today, she was depressed. She had run for the state legislature and lost, got into something called automatic handwriting, Gene Dixon, you know, books like that, read everything she could on the subject, and then one night she is writing with her automatic writing, where she writes and, does, and you know, a spirit is directing what she's doing, and this spirit literally said he was going to possess her, and did this spirit say it was going to harm your children?
He said that he was going to put them in a trance for me not to fear, that they would be okay, but they were going to possess me.
And you cried out to God because you didn't want to be possessed.
No.
But you didn't really know Jesus, although you were raised Catholic. You knew about Jesus, but you didn't know him. All you knew is he was someone hanging on a cross, and you didn't know how he was relevant in this life. You didn't know that you could personally know him. You began reading Christian books. You got born again. You went to get baptized in the Holy Spirit after reading a book, but you found you could not because you were demonized. So what did you do about that?
Well, now here's what happens. You know, the church, many pastors say Christians cannot be possessed. And I can tell you, Sid, I knew I was a Christian. I had had a supernatural experience with Jesus, and I knew that I was born again. But I had this retching, it felt like razor blades up in my head, cutting at my brain.
Well, you know, when some people say Christians can't have a demon, I say, can a Christian be sick?
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And much sickness is caused by demons, so if a Christian be sick and have a spirit of infirmity, why can't a Christian have a spirit of, by a different name? But yeah. But anyway, you knew there was something going
yes.
on within you.
Mm-hmm.
But that must be a scary feeling, to know there's something evil in you, to know you love the Lord. And at that time, very few people were equipped to help you.
Well, you know, when I would go to the church and when I would go into the prayer meetings, Christians would lay their hands on me for healing. But I needed the demons driven out of me.
Well, you know, as I read the Bible, there are times when Jesus prayed for the sick, and there's times when Jesus cast out demons. And we know about praying for the sick, but we don't know about casting out demons. And I'll tell you something else. Most people that call themselves Christians are afraid of demons.
Oh, exactly.
And guess who's causing the fear? The demon.
The demons,
they got them coming and going. And yes, they have power. But greater is he that's in me than he that's within the world. And I can do exceedingly abundantly beyond anything I've ever asked or even thought, according to the power. I would imagine that the demons tremble when a Christian recognizes the authority of the blood of Jesus and the power of the name of Jesus.
Yes.
But anyway,
yes.
You didn't know any of that stuff.
I didn't know. I went to Parson Carson's church up on the beach.
I know him in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes. And there was a young preacher there, and I came in the back door. The church was just absolutely packed out. And this preacher said, the Holy Ghost told me to take authority over the demons. And he started binding the demons. Well, I stood like a statue, said I could not move a muscle, and my hands got clammy, and something was really on me that was scared. And but it didn't come out. But after the meeting, Parson came up to me and he said, "I've got a book that I want you to read." And it was Deliver Us from Evil by Don Basham.
I read that. Excellent.
And when I read that book, I knew that was what was wrong with me. And in the occult, what you read, you practice, right? You do it. So I read that book, and it said, in the name of Jesus, we could cast out devils. So I took my Bible into the bathroom and started doing binding and loosening, like he said. And I got some deliverance. I really did. And it was after that that I was able to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you see, our churches in this nation are filled with people that have come out of the occult, the New Age, come out of witchcraft, come out of homosexuality.
And they're never taught about deliverance and renouncing these things and getting set free. I mean, you know what the early church used to do, which was really kind of fascinating? The first Jewish believers in Jesus, they had baptism, except they didn't call it baptism. They called it mikvah. And their faith was such that when this brand new believer in Jesus went under the waters of mikvah or baptism, when they would come up, they would believe that all those demons would stay under the water. Mm-hmm. That's the easy way, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of them do. I have ministered deliverance to some people, and they got some freedom, but not entire freedom. And when you baptize them and they come up, they get a lot more freedom. So I personally believe that baptism has a lot to do with the deliverance of demons.
Okay, so you got deliverance, but how in the world did you go from there to the deliverance ministry? No one even knew that much about it back then. There were only a handful of people that knew deliverance back in the early 70s.
Well, you know, I went to Israel. You know about that. I don't know if you want to talk on this.
Are you kidding? Let me tell you something. Pat did something that was one of the most phenomenal things. She went to Israel when a friend of mine, and I do say a friend of mine, Catherine Coleman, had a miracle service there. But it was a miracle that you even got there. But tell me about that service.
Well, I was about 6 months old in the Spirit, and I had seen her in Jacksonville twice, and they asked us to give up our seats. So I gave up my seat, and I came out into the lobby, and people were just crowded out into the lobby.
By the way, those that are not familiar with Catherine Coleman, she had one of the most outstanding miracle ministries I had ever in my life been under, back then and even now. I mean, it was a phenomenal ministry.
Oh,
but go
yes.
ahead.
And so she was up on the screen in my bus
This was in Jerusalem?
In Jerusalem.
Okay.
And my guide brought the bus driver to me, and he said, and he could speak very good English. He said, "Peter wants to find Jesus." He said, "What can we do?" He said, "We know these miracles are real because we know all these people that are getting miracles." And he said, he wants to know Jesus. So there was a messianic room downstairs.
Now, he was Jewish, right?
Uh-huh.
The bus driver was Jewish.
Right.
Okay.
Both of them were.
Okay.
And so I took him by the hand, and on the way down, I thought I was going to just pray for him in my tongues. And I started praying, but he started answering me, and then I'm answering him, and there's definitely a conversation going on. And so then all of a sudden, I just turned to him and I laid my hands on him. And I felt the infusion of the Holy Ghost come through my hands for the first time. And, you know, Sid, even if you don't know what somebody's saying, you know when they get the baptism because they just go nuts in front of the Lord. The glory of God comes down on them. And so then he came back up to me, and he says, "Come, come." So I followed him. He took me up and down the bus rows, took me to a certain bus, and there was a bus driver there. He says, "Tell, tell." So I start to tell, and the my prayer language comes forth. And there, all of a sudden, I stepped up on, he was answering me too. I stepped up on.
He was answering you, he was answering your prayer language?
Yeah.
He understood it?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And I put my hand on his head, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost came on him, and he began to just worship and praise the Lord. And these situations happened probably around to 25 Jews. I remember one night, Sid, I was in my room, and five Jewish men came to the hotel and called my room and said, "We want Pat Holiday to come down to the lobby." And I didn't know a soul in Jerusalem, so I came down to the lobby. There's five Jews asking me to pray for them, and they all received the baptism.
Now, you asked the Lord what you were saying in Hebrew,
yes,
to them, that they were answering. Now, you don't speak Hebrew.
Nothing.
You were speaking in unknown tongues.
Hardly good English.
Okay. What were you saying to them?
I asked the Lord that night, I said, "What am I saying?" He said, "You are saying the Lord thy God loves you and hates the devil. If you want to be washed in the blood of the Lamb," he said, "ask the woman to touch you on the head. She has Jesus in her hands." And that's what I was saying to them.
And they were talking back to you in Hebrew, and you didn't understand a word of what they were saying. How many Jews do you think you led to the Lord and experienced the power of God?
I think about 25.
We have a commercial break. Our sponsor has something to say. God, he just told me that someone's back has just been healed, someone's spine. There is a major healing in someone's spine and also someone's neck. In Jesus' name, it's yours. Now, we're out of time, but we'll pick up right here on tomorrow's broadcast, Mishpocha. I hope we have another word from our sponsor tomorrow. And we're making available a very special book by a special friend of mine who's gone on to be with the Lord, Dr. Derek Prince. He's one of the finest Bible scholars, fluent in Greek and in Hebrew. He lived in Israel many years, and he wrote the definitive book on deliverance. You can have self-deliverance like Pat had. You can understand how these demons work. You can understand. You can list. He has lists of problems that you can go after those demons. And I'll tell you, you will have no fear once you finish this book. We're making this available for a donation of $15. The name of the book is They Shall Expel Demons. I really urge you. I mean, for some reason, it's swept under the carpet in churches, but a third of Jesus' ministry was casting these critters out. So call or write today a donation of $15. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpacha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.